Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 10. The Promise, the Prophecy, the Remnant, and the Recovery. Tuesday. Related Verses. Jeremiah 31, verses 11 and 12, 1, 6 and 7, and 13. Verses 11 and 12. For Jehovah has ransomed Jacob and redeemed him from the hand of one stronger than he. And they will come and sing in the height of Zion, and they will flow forth to the goodness of Jehovah, to the grain and to the new wine and to the fresh oil, and to the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul will be like a watered garden, and they will not languish any more. Verse 1. At that time, declares Jehovah, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. Verses 6 and 7. For there will be a day when watchmen call out in the hill country of Ephraim, saying, Arise, and let us go up to Zion, to Jehovah our God. For thus says Jehovah, Give a ringing shout with joy for Jacob, and cry out at the head of the nations. Announce, praise, and say, O Jehovah, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Verse 13. Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old men together. And I will turn their mourning to gladness, and comfort them, and cause them to rejoice after their sorrow. Jeremiah 30, verses 10 and 11, and 18 and 19. Verses 10 to 11. Therefore do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, declares Jehovah, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for indeed I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob will return and be undisturbed and at ease, and no one will frighten him. For I am with you, declares Jehovah, to save you. For I will make a full end of all the nations to which I have scattered you, but I will not make a full end of you, but will correct you in measure and will by no means leave you unpunished. Verses 18 and 19. Thus says Jehovah, I will turn the captivity of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwelling places, and the city will be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace will be inhabited after its own manner. And out from them will come thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry, and I will multiply them, so that they will not be few, and I will cause them to be honored, so that they will not be small. Suggested reading. According to verses 11 through 14, Jehovah will redeem Israel from the hand of one stronger than them. They will come and sing in the height of Zion, and they will flow forth to the goodness of Jehovah, to the grain, to the new wine, to the fresh oil, and to the young of the flock and of the herd. Their soul will be like a watered garden, and they will not languish any more. Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old men together. And Jehovah will turn their mourning to gladness, comfort them, and cause them to rejoice after their sorrow. He will fill the soul of the priest with abundance, and his people will be satisfied with his goodness. He who scattered Israel will gather them and keep them, as a shepherd his flock. The restoration of Israel will take place after Jehovah's chastisement, punishment of Israel with justice. Jehovah has struck him with the striking of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, because of the greatness of his iniquity. All those who consume him will be consumed, and every one of them will go into captivity. Jehovah will bring him recovery and will heal him of his wounds. Jehovah will turn the captivity of the tents of Jacob and will have compassion on his dwelling places. The city will be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace will be inhabited after its own manner. Out from them will come thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry. In 31, verses 38 to 40, Jehovah declares that days are coming when the city of Jerusalem will be built unto Jehovah. When Jehovah will turn again Israel's captivity, they will say in the land of Judah and its cities, Jehovah bless you, O habitation of righteousness, O mountain of holiness. Here, habitation of righteousness refers to Jerusalem, and mountain of holiness to Mount Zion. Judah and all its cities will dwell together in it, the farmers and they who wander with the flocks. Jehovah will satisfy the weary soul and fill every languishing soul. Jehovah will sow the house of Israel with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. This indicates that the living of everything will be rich in life. Jehovah also said that as he has watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring evil, he will watch over them to build and to plant. Jehovah will multiply Israel so that they will not be few. He will cause them to be honored so that they will not be small. Jeremiah 30, verses 5 to 8 reveals that there will be a great day, a time of distress for Israel. Verse 7a says, Alas, for that day is great, and there is none like it, and it is a time of distress for Jacob. This great day, this time of distress, is the time of the great tribulation for 3.5 years. Jeremiah 30 refers to the great tribulation during the last 3.5 years of this age. Jeremiah 30, verse 7b, tells us that Israel will be saved out of this great tribulation. In Jeremiah 30, verse 8, Jehovah promised that in that day, he will break the yoke from upon Israel's neck and tear off her bonds. The strangers will no longer make her serve them.